Welcome to Break Time U, where we turn break time into learning time. Join us as we chat with business and lifestyle leaders as they share their essential strategies to help you succeed at work and in life. And this episode is brought to you by Cactus Corn, creating smiles with small batch crafted snacks.
Buying a home is a massive part of the American dream, but it's not always easy. But it's about to get easier for you today. Jaron Dover is with us. He is the founder of Hoper. This is a program that makes it a little easier to get into a home. Jaron, thanks for being here. Tell me a little bit about Hoper as the founder. How does it make it easier for some of us to get into a home?
Rob, thanks so much for having me. And great question. You know, Hoper, it's actually an acronym. It stands for Home Ownership Promotion, Education, and Research. At its core, we are helping make homeownership more attainable and more sustainable for, you know, anyone who has not yet accomplished that milestone in their life. So if you have not purchased a home because you are struggling to get over the down payment hurdle, or perhaps you have the down payment, but the stress of spending all that you have and starting your new homeownership experience with nothing in the bank, if you're in either one of those categories, our program's for you. Through our program, you are able to receive 2% of your home sales price up to $8,000 to be applied towards your down payment. Our program conforms with all traditional underwriting guidelines for your mortgage. So you can typically use whatever mortgage lender you want. Obviously, we have a whole bunch of lenders nationwide that are already participating if you need one. So you're in the money up front, helps you get into a home. But what about after closing? It might surprise you to know that 60% of American home buyers have less than $1,000 in emergency reserves after they get into a new home. So through our program, you also receive a significant income tax credit that you wouldn't get in any other way. And it, on average, it increases the tax refund for our program participants by about $8,000 again. So you get a little money up front to help you get into the home, and you get a little money afterwards to stay in the home. There's some commitments that you make that we can explain to you, but at the end of the day, there's no better way to increase the value of your home purchase.
This sounds really amazing, broken up into different parts. Jaron Dover, Hoper, here on Break Time University podcast. So tell me about the 2% back. How does this work? Because if I don't have $8,000 in my bank account, if I miss or if I get laid off, for example, and my emergency savings is not large, that dwindles pretty quickly, might get me behind on my house payments. How do you guys help with that?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Rob. I mean, we live in a world where we've all kind of, not all, but many of us, our data says, again, about 60% of us have become accustomed to kind of living at the top of our income, living check to check. And the number one reason that new home buyers default on their mortgage is because of a loss of income event. And the reason that event is so impactful is because they just don't have that reserves in place. So there's not a lot of lenders and realtors who are talking about this issue. There's a lot of people that are helping homeowners get into a home and not worrying too much about the fact that they don't have those reserves afterwards. We're trying to do something about that. So to really understand our program, you've got to understand that it is all about savings. We are committed, and everything we're doing is trying to help homeowners get into the home and then build an emergency reserve 3 to 6 months where they're comfortable and living stress-free.
That is, sounds like a perfect scenario. What do I have to do to qualify to get this money from Hoper, which, by the way, ahoper.org. If you're thinking about buying a home, it's been in your mind, go to the website, check more out about the program. So what do I have to do to qualify?
Great question. So remember that the last letter in our acronym, Hoper, is research.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a research program. So we are collecting data and we are studying the positive impact of pre-closing homeownership education, post-closing financial mentorship, additional cash in the pocket of a home buyer, and then long-term energy savings. How do these new tools and resources combine to improve a home buyer's life and loan performance? So you ask what's required. You know, you need to commit to, prior to closing on your new home, to participate in 6 to 8 hours of online pre-closing education. So with that completed and with your commitment to do some work after your home purchase, you're now enrolled in our program and you have earned 2% of your home purchase price up to $8,000.
So all I have to do is commit to learning maybe a new skill and I can qualify this program and then I can watch my bank account grow.
That's right. Yeah. Pre-closing.
How about that?
Yeah.
So let's talk about the second portion of this, the energy efficiency, because now, okay, you're going to help me with my down payment. What are you going to do about energy efficiency to help me stack up even more money to put in my emergency savings bucket?
Yeah. So remember I said earlier that to understand our program, you've got to really understand that we are creating ways for new home buyers to receive a cash windfall so that they have savings in reserves and are more prepared to succeed on their homeownership. That is why green energy is a big part of our project. So I mentioned the pre-closing homebuyer education, right?
Mm-hmm.
Post-closing, we also ask our participants to be a part of our financial mentorship. It's all online. It's a 9-session course.
And is there a test at the end of it?
It's an easy test.
Okay.
You're tested as you go.
Easy,
you know?
Easy test.
Exactly. So it's nothing to be afraid of, but I will tell you that I have benefited significantly from our curriculum personally, and I've seen so many of our project participants do the same.
Do you learn how to better manage money, maybe cut some spending here or there, or maybe how money works?
Yeah, absolutely. It's intellectual. It helps us find ways to create a routine in our life that will, you know, instead of keeping up with the Joneses today, we're blowing the Joneses away in 10 years. We're making some just slight tweaks to some of our
behaviors. You become the Joneses.
Yeah, exactly. You beat the Joneses, right? You know, you had asked about the green energy component of our program. So understanding that as we worked through our financial mentorship piece with our participants, we were finding our participants that were living check to check. And through our mentorship, they are creating a way to put $75 aside a month and an extra $100 and start building this emergency reserve. Well, that wasn't good enough for us. We wanted to arm them with additional tools and resources to boost that emergency savings account quicker.
Mm.
And so we went out with our nonprofit status to some of the very best residential solar panel installers and manufacturers in the 20 states that our program's available in. And we said, look, we have got project participants who could very much use the savings that comes from solar. And in addition to that, we really, really want them to benefit from the incredible federal income tax credits that are available through solar energy right now. But we don't want them to work through your high commission salespeople.
Mm.
And so in a nutshell, we were able to create these great relationships where our participants, they bypass the high commission sales entities that are involved with solar technology, and they're able to get a discounted solar system with their home purchase. And to be eligible for a program, we have to see that within the early years of the mortgage, they're already saving money through their solar. It all happens post-closing. They don't have to hassle with it pre-closing. But post-closing, they install a discounted solar system. Their monthly payment on to generate their own electricity is lower than what they would pay otherwise through a traditional electric bill. And most importantly, perhaps, they then benefit from this income tax credit. So most of our participants are getting an income tax credit in addition to what they would otherwise get of $8,000 to $10,000. What's that doing? That is then giving them an opportunity to immediately create this emergency reserve. That's a big part of our project.
So you know what to do. Go to ahoper.org, get started. Jaron Dover, final question in our final minute. What motivates you to do this to help people that otherwise wouldn't be eligible to get into homes to not only get in a home, but make sure that they can stay in that home?
Yeah. You know, we are having a blast. We love what we're doing. My background and the background of my team is in the affordable lending space. And so for 20 years, we helped a lot of individuals get into a new home. And we saw this problem and we couldn't do anything about it from where we were at. You know, the tools and resources weren't available. So we left that space and we said, okay, what can we do to address this challenge where we're seeing so many homeowners struggle during the early years of the mortgage because they don't have savings? That's why we do what we do.
Ahoper.org, your next step towards that American dream of owning your own home and getting a little bit of cash to help you out along the way. Jaron Dover, founder of Hoper, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah.
Thanks for making Break Time You a part of your day. Hit subscribe for more bite-sized wisdom and keep cultivating a stronger you.